Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about March Madness. Normally, it's a phrase associated with the wacky, zany antics surrounding the NCAA college basketball tournament. But this year, it doubles as a description of the equally nutty, loony goings-on around the White House. The month of March proverbially comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. But this big cat seems to have settled in and might require an extra-large litter box. In just the first 2 weeks, Donald Trump has demonstrated all the dignity and grace of a drunken mountain lion with irritable bowel syndrome. He stunned his own staff by announcing a surprise summit with former arch nemesis Kim Jong-un. Wouldn't be surprised to hear him refer to it as the Short Fat Summit. During a futile campaign rally, he called African-American Congresswoman Maxine Waters a low IQ individual. And MSNBC anchor Chuck Todd, a sleepy son of a bitch, putting him in the lead for a repeat win as Lout of the Year. Then he mocked the Canadian Prime Minister by bragging he had made stuff up at one of their meetings, making one think that the next meeting might be a little less cordial. At least 5 staffers were asked to leave the Oval Office, and he fired his Secretary of State in a tweet, and is preparing to get rid of his second National Security Advisor. You may remember the first National Security Advisor pled guilty to lying to the FBI. And that might be part of the problem. It was revealed on the Ides of March that the special counsel subpoenaed documents relating to the Trump crime family's business interests in Russia. Et tu, Mueller? And the scariest part is we've gotten used to this sort of thing. Nobody's overly excited because we already survived January madness and February madness, and you wouldn't go wrong betting that April madness is poised to smack us upside the head next. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.